T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Sergey Bobovka. Ground
beef. Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on newborn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
All right, here we go on a Thursday on the Hawkman and Crowder program. Crowder is just getting signed in. He will, we have a couple issues. He's going to be signed in here in the next couple of minutes and we will get rolling. This is rolling. We will get rolling. This is kind of a feels like Friday show for us because we're off tomorrow. I'm actually off most of next week. Solana's already off today. He's on his way to Italy again, which will bring us to something we're going to play today that I think everybody enjoys. But we do have a loaded potato for you. In fact, as I was starting the show, I was just looking at ESPN. I see Tiger Woods at the Genesis Invitational is one under par through 6 holes. How about that? A little Tiger action. 3 birdies today, I think I saw, for Tiger. So I'm going to keep an eye on that. My guy, Duncan Robinson. He was my real Valentine last night. I went out to dinner with the wife. But Duncan Robinson was my real Valentine last night. Couple other things. Keep an eye on. Anthony Weaver was introduced by the Dolphins today as the defensive coordinator. Pitchers and catchers. First workout today up in Jupiter. Will Manso's going to join us today. Will Manso's in Jupiter with the Marlins today. When it all gets underway, Tigers playing in the Genesis Invitational. You got Marlins spring training. Their first spring training game is less than 10 days away. So if you want to remember how quickly it ramps up after the Super Bowl ends, spring training, Marlins baseball, less than 10 days away. There was some big news in the world of soccer today regarding someone that we bet on yesterday. We'll get to that. Dan Day is filling in for Solana. He'll have our headlines. And then on the show, like I said, Will Manso from Jupiter. Doug Plagans is going to join us from Buffalo. Little Panthers and Sabres action tonight. And we'll react a little bit as well to the Heat game last night. There was a question. By the way, there are 2 other things in the world of golf. I should say other things. Tiger's playing in the Genesis Invitational. And that's his PGA Tour debut this season. I like watching Tiger play, and he's got the new clothing line. I enjoy Tiger. There was an announcement yesterday. Vern Lundquist is going to call his final Masters this year in April. to be his 40th Masters. Vern Lundquist is the soundtrack to the Masters. Vern Lundquist, Jim Nance. I mean, there's a, you know, there's like this, it's like a religious experience come April from Augusta. And Vern Lundquist will call his final one this April. So a couple of little things to worry about when it comes to golf. Tiger today, though. But I read something in the Sun Sentinel. Duncan Robinson. This is a question that Ira Winderman got in the Ask Ira column. Duncan Robinson is untouchable as far as I'm concerned. He's an unlikely source of swag, but it works. He's low-key channeling his inner Reggie Miller, and I'm here for it. Now, you know, I've been a Duncan Robinson fan forever. I thought that Spo was making a mistake keeping him on the bench. I think Spo, up until a few games ago, was making a mistake again keeping him on the bench, but people are starting to notice, and obviously you can't help but notice, and he was awesome last night. But this is what Ira Winderman wrote. Has the pendulum of approval ever swung as wildly for a member of the Heat? With Duncan Robinson, it seemingly has gone past the love, not so much love relationship with Tyler Hero, arguably closer to what Jamal Mashburn dealt with during his closing Heat days. And the thing is, Duncan hardly has a polarizing personality. When he hits shots, fans can't get enough. But when he doesn't, it's practically dive for cover from social media. But something's going to need to there's no way you can ignore what Duncan Robinson is doing and say status quo. Spo's going to have to do something, maybe even insert him into the starting lineup. Maybe Tyler Hero goes to the second unit. But that's something that we'll talk about today with Will Manso when he joins us. He's going to join us this hour from Jupiter. And we'll make our way through. We'll get to 6 o'clock. And then tomorrow, Dan Day will give you a best of Hockman and Crowder. You know, Crowder's got a second comedy appearance coming up at the Improv. He played the Doral Improv, and he was fantastic. He's got a new appearance coming up at the Dania Improv on March 3rd. And so we have this show planned for you tomorrow where you get to hear Crowder and I interview some celebrities, some comedians that we've had on over the years. And you can see some of the stuff that has crafted Crowder's comedy routine. Jay Leno, for one. Colin Quinn, who I love. Tim Allen. And Finesse Mitchell, who used to play for the University of Miami. And then all of a sudden, you blink your eyes, he's on SNL. So we have a good show for you planned tomorrow, but today, again, feels a little bit like Friday for us because we'll be going on vacation. Solana's already on his way to Italy. I'm going to New York, and Crowder just kind of bounces around from city to city in the country. You never know where he is from one day till the next. He's signing in momentarily. We'll have him on, and Dan Day is filling in for Solana. Jimmy is in the studio today wearing his Inter Miami kit. There's a lot of action going on, so we will begin today's program with headlines and Daniel Day.
And they're brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Duncan Robinson, ballin'. 20 points last night, right behind Bam.
Always talk about your dude. That's my dude.
That is your dude.
Love that guy.
Hard not to love him right now, those 20 points he dropped last night. He's been nailing threes and just knocking it down. Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero had 23 points. The Heat, they won their sixth of the last eight games. They beat the 76ers. Good second half, too. 109 to 104 in the victory. All-star break, and then they'll get back to action not this Friday, but the next against the Pelicans in the Big Easy at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so Jaime Jaquez Jr. will be at the all-star break in the dunk competition, and Bam will be there on the all-star team. I was surprised by yesterday. I was surprised by the Milwaukee win. Everyone knows. I think everyone was. Then last night I said, okay, they beat a Milwaukee team that they shouldn't. Now you go play this Sixers team and Embiid's not there. Now, again, Jimmy Butler's still not in the lineup for the Heat, but I figured last night was going to be a letdown game. You had this big win the night before over Milwaukee. Now you go into a depleted Sixers team and somehow they're able to win, and that didn't happen. So I was surprised, but heck of a little finish to the first half of the season for the Heat. Heat fans have to feel good about what's going on right now with the Heat.
Yeah, you hear Jimmy Butler out with the family, you know, stuff going on, and then Terry Rozier week to week, Josh Richardson week to week, and start winning.
All comes together. It's all Duncan Robinson.
That's what it's all about.
My guy, Dunky.
Dunky. Write that down.
My guy, Dunky. Dunky's my guy.
The Panthers scored 4 in the second period as they finished off the Penguins 5-2 last night. They have won a franchise record 9 straight on the road. They look to add to that tonight in Buffalo when they face the Sabres at 7.
Yeah, we'll talk Doug Plagans in Buffalo in the 3 o'clock hour today.
I heard Buffalo's a nice place.
So I've been to Buffalo once. We went to Niagara Falls, but we went to the Canadian side. But we flew into Buffalo. When I say I've been to Buffalo once, I flew into Buffalo. I saw the Anchor Bar in the airport. They have a little Bobo Anchor Bar in the airport. I've never been to the real one. I've never spent much time in Buffalo other than driving out of it to get to Niagara Falls, the Canadian side. Not a city that you hear great things about, kind of a drab city, but they invented buffalo wings. So listen, you got to give Buffalo respect. They invented buffalo wings.
After all that, sounds like my kind of place.
It probably is. All kinds of dive bars. It is your kind of joint.
Dirty, grimy, doesn't see the sun a lot. Yeah, I got that one. Canes men basketball team lost their 3rd in a row, falling 77-60 to Clemson last night. The Tigers ended the game on a 24-3 run, and Nigel Pack failed to score. Next up, Boston College Saturday at 4.
Yeah, it's been a rough go this season for the Hurricanes. Obviously, you're expecting decent things out of them after a Final Four run. Never really materialized this season. And as Solana said a couple of times, like, you're probably going to have to win the ACC tournament in order to get into March Madness, and that will be a very tough task.
It's what I hate whenever I tell people it's a must-win for the Miami Hurricanes. Like, no, it's not. I'm like, okay, technically in college basketball, the only must-wins are postseason tournament games, but still.
True. But still. Yeah, they're kind of – it hasn't been a good season for Coach L. And the fellas.
Well, let's stay on the positive side. Miami Hurricanes baseball opens its season tomorrow at 7 against New Jersey Institute of Technology. It'll be the first game with J.D. Ortega as the head coach.
That's right. Get your Mark Light shakes tomorrow. Everybody always gets excited. Go to a Hurricane. I say this every year when baseball starts. There's two things. If you've never been to a spring training game, you should go. There are people who would love the luxury of living in a place where you can go to spring training baseball. You're either in Florida or Arizona, and it's a cool thing to go watch, you know, at these smaller ballparks, and you get a little vibe. It's really cool. So if you've never been to a spring training game, you should do that. If you've never been to a Miami Hurricanes baseball game, you should do that. It is worth an afternoon in Coral Gables. The ballpark's right there on campus. They have the world-famous Mark Light shakes. I mean, people stand in line for innings on top of innings. Now you can do it off the app, and you can wait at your chair, and they'll let you know when your shake is ready. But it's a legendary treat. You go to a Canes baseball game. You sit back at the light. It's a beautiful little ballpark. Got the Miami Maniac. You know, they have a separate mascot just for baseball, the Miami Maniac. And you get a Mark Light shake. You get the Josie. Mm-hmm. That's one of the best-selling Mark Light shakes. And you enjoy an afternoon of baseball, college baseball in Coral Gables.
Really is a different vibe because college baseball fans, they're not, like, fanatical, but they're very, very, very into it.
Especially Canes baseball fans. There are people who go to every – like Lee Sterling, who comes on with us on Fridays. Like, he's got season tickets to Hurricanes baseball. He goes to just about every game, and they just – you know, people love – they live for Canes baseball season. So, yeah, it's a fun – if you've never done it, it's a fun afternoon. Go to a spring training game. Go to a Canes baseball game. That's my soapbox speech for the day.
Speaking of spring training, you mentioned it earlier. The Marlins, they do begin spring training today, but they're going to do so without – outfielder Peyton Burdick, who they traded to Baltimore for cash considerations. I don't think anybody's really that upset.
Never heard of him. Never heard of him.
You did make a small mention of this also earlier. Kylian Mbappe has let his club team, Paris Saint-Germain, know that he has no intention of returning to them once his contract is up at the end of the season.
Yeah, so we had money yesterday on PSG. We watched the game. Champions League was on during our show. And we had a little bit of a heater going on with soccer because we won the day before, had the Man City over, and then won yesterday with PSG. And then the Mbappe news comes out today, and Jimmy's wearing his Inter Miami kit, maybe trying to send a signal, send a flare up to Kylian Mbappe. Hey, why don't you join your guy Leo Messi down here in Miami?
Or maybe Jimmy's just hyped that Inter Miami's playing tonight against Lionel Messi's first club team, Newell's Old Boys from Argentina, 7:30, Drive Pink Stadium.
How about that? Are you going to the game? Going to the match tonight, Jimmy?
No, I am not, but I am going to watch it.
All right, just showing your sport with your colors.
Exactly.
I like it. Would you like to see Mbappe down here? Oh, I see Crowder checking in too.
Hey.
Would you like to see Mbappe down here?
I don't think it will happen because, I mean.
I know. I'm just curious if you'd like to see him.
Oh, no, of course. I would love to see him.
All right.
Maybe he'll take a discount.
What? Yeah, maybe he'll take the Leo Messi discount. Where are you, Crowder? You look like you're in like some sort of, looks like a tropical four-poster bed.
I'm in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's about right.
Oh, you're back up in that does not look like New Jersey.
It's I know it shouldn't be New Jersey. I shouldn't be in New Jersey, but I'm in New Jersey.
All right.
I don't know if my mic is working.
You're fine.
I don't think it is.
Okay.
It sounds fine. I thought it sounds fine, but what do I
mean? Don't think it's plugged in. It sounds more like it's the
it's
computer.
Not, it's not lit
it's
up.
Talking
I don't know
yeah,
if it's
supposed definitely
to be
not.
Lit up.
It's yeah. not.
Dan, can you fly to New Jersey?
Can I find New Jersey?
And you fly to New Jersey and fix
oh, yeah,
my mic.
Oh, yeah. Hold up.
I don't know if you listen to the show. I'm not very tech savvy.
You're very good at fixing your mic at this point.
You do look like you're in a hospital waiting room, though. That is very interesting.
That looks like a four-poster bed is the vibe that I got from that.
You know where I'm at, Hawk. Marriott Bonvoy.
Yeah, Bonvoy.
And one more thing you made reference to earlier, Hawk. The Dolphins are hiring Seahawks assistant coach Deshaun Shade. Is it Shade?
I don't know. I didn't even see that story. I just saw that they introduced Anthony Weaver today.
Okay, yeah. Well, he's got Deshaun Shade coming in as a defensive assistant coach. He did previously play cornerback for the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, all right. Very good.
Now let's get to weather. From the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is in the high 70s with partial cloud coverage, a small chance of rain. It's supposed to be like this until the weekend when it's going to get a little more cloudier, but it's also with the clouds going to be a little more warm also.
All right. By the way, we've got another pair of heat tickets to give away today.
A little more warm.
A little more warm.
You worry about getting your microphone hooked up before you start picking up.
I can hear.
We can hear you, but I can tell it's not through the microphone. You have a phantom power source there?
I thought I was plugged in.
Oh, maybe you are. Are you plugged in now?
Let's see.
We'll figure it out during the commercial break. Okay. We have another pair of heat tickets to give away today. Heat Jazz, we're doing it every day this week. So sometime before 6 o'clock, you'll have another chance to win heat tickets. We will take a break here. Crowder will get situated, and everybody will have a little cup of coffee. And then we'll reconvene in about 5 minutes. Will Manso is in Jupiter with the Marlins, but I do want to talk heat with him. So we'll take a break. Will Manso will join us next.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is milk liquid cow?
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, I'll give you the good news, and I'll give you the bad news. The good news is we've got Crowder's mic hooked up. The bad news is we've misplaced Crowder and Will Manso. Oh,
hey,
Crowder's back now. You disappeared. You were there the entire commercial break. You got the microphone all fixed up, and then all of a sudden you disappeared right when we came back, which is really par for the course for you.
Cleaning lady came.
Ah.
Yeah.
They visit a lot when you're on the air. I go to hotels. I never get the cleaning lady popping in. They seem to pop in all the time for you.
I always ask, because you know I'm a Marriott Bonvoy member.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter when I'm leaving, I ask for late checkout. So I think that's why late checkout always offsets the cleaning ladies that come between 2 and 6.
Interesting. Well, we're going to hook up with Will Manso here when we get a hold of him on the phone. He's up in Jupiter, Marlins pitchers and catchers workout today. I mean, it's kind of all underway. How was your Valentine's Day? You weren't on the show with us yesterday. How was your Valentine's Day?
It was very nice. I had to take my wife. We went to the Edition Miami. The resort down there. Yeah, I took her to the spa. We both
Wait a second. You flew back from Jersey Tuesday, spent Valentine's Day yesterday, and now you're back in Jersey?
I came home. And see, Hawk, you're not sweet like me, because yesterday you told your wife, if you could find somebody better, go get him. I'm not like that.
I also started the show by saying my real Valentine yesterday was Duncan Robinson.
So I had to be in Jersey this – I had to be in New York this morning, and I left Jersey Tuesday, but I flew back just to spend Valentine's Day with my wife, Asia. So I flew back Tuesday night, took the kids to school Wednesday morning. We went down to the beach. We had a spa day. I had her facial and a pedicure, a manicure. We both had the couples massages when you lay next to each other on that bed. I don't really like couples massages because it's real weird. It's four people in the room. I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, so we spent the whole day down on Miami Beach for Valentine's Day because I don't know if you do this, but as the listeners know, it could be a very hard job to be my wife. So I had to show her some appreciation on Valentine's Day.
I was watching the Heat game. The Heat game ended. I was like, we had gone out to dinner. There's a place in Boca, Alley Cat, Asian food. You know, we had gone out to dinner. I'm just watching the Heat game. I'm practically falling asleep on the couch. I have forgotten it's Valentine's Day. I gave her a card in the morning. We're leaving for New York tomorrow. We have a nice little getaway. So I'm practically falling asleep on the couch. And she yells, come in here, open your Valentine's gift. And my reaction, that's funny, that's your reaction. My reaction was, oh, hey, you gotta be kidding me.
Huh. I know you showed out last night.
I really did, but it's because I was tired. I had a great performance, but my reaction honestly was, oh, boy, I forgot this Valentine.
But you know what? It's time. It's time to, what's it called? Answer the bell.
It's time to answer the bell. I did answer the bell.
I went to the
cable TV. You got, you know, all those music choice channels.
Uh-huh.
Right to Yacht Rock. That's how I perform best. I went right to Yacht Rock.
That's not sexy. I put on that Usher last night.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just think about Usher with the shirt off. All right, Will Manso's not answering Dan's calls, so we'll try to get a hold of him at some point and talk some Miami Heat basketball with him. Yeah, we were laughing yesterday because you were off, and I said he's off because it's Valentine's Day, and I know that he's just kind of acquiescing to Asia's wishes because Crowder's a good husband, and that's a very important holiday to her. I know that you guys keep the romance alive, so So Lana is on his way to Italy right now. And so today we're going to give everyone a treat by playing something that happened last time Solana went to Italy, which is one of my favorite moments in show history. But he's going back there to be romantic. And like I said, I'm going to New York. So where are you going from Jersey? Anywhere after today?
It's weird, Hawk, because yes, I am. Because I'm coming back from Jersey. We already had these shoot days set up because I had to go inside the NFL Tuesday. And then I would have stayed. If this was a normal week, I would have stayed in New York and just been here. But it was Valentine's Day. So I shot inside and I flew back so I can treat my wife to a lovely Valentine's love day. And then I'm back up here. Now I'm flying back tonight. And then tomorrow after the kids get out of school, my daughter's birthday is on February 11th. So this is what she, I don't want to, I'll say it. This is what they tricked me into this year. So now I have to take my daughter and two of her friends to Disneyland tomorrow after work.
Wow.
And we're staying until Tuesday.
Disneyland or Disney World?
Disney World, whatever's in Orlando.
Yeah. Right, Disney World.
Yeah, so we're going to Disney World. So it's me, my wife, my son, and three little 11-year-old girls. I'm going to Disney World, and my wife is trying. Asia has been trying to paint this to me like, oh, we're going to have a relaxing vacation. I said, we have a 12-year-old and three 11-year-olds. That's not relaxing. My relaxing is going with my wife to the Cayman Islands where I can sit on the beach all day and do nothing and go fishing in the morning. But they're painting this to us. So we'll be in Orlando from Friday night until Tuesday morning of next week.
Happiest place on earth.
Not for me.
Happiest place on earth.
Not for me. I'm walking around these parks, Hawk. I walk around these parks. It's a marathon.
I tweeted something out today. Do I recall you tell me it was on this day, 33 years ago, on this day, the movie Nothing But Trouble was released.
Love it.
Right. And I tweeted out truly one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
The twins?
What?
With the twins, the little fat twins and Tupac Shakur? And
it's ridiculous. Oh. Somebody tweeted back at me, it was a picture of who's the dude, Humpty Hump with the nose.
Yes.
That's one of the strangest scenes in cinema history. They're in, you ever seen Nothing But Trouble, Dan? You ever heard of this? Dan Aykroyd, Chevy Chase?
Mm-mm, no, I've never seen it.
Awful, awful movie. Oh, dang, but I always remember Crowder telling me that he liked that movie, and I could never figure out why. And thankfully, most of the people on my Twitter have been in agreement with me. It's an awful movie. But there's a courtroom scene. It all takes. The backdrop is a courtroom, Dan Aykroyd's courtroom. But there is a scene in there where out of nowhere, Digital Underground shows up.
They got pulled over.
And they're just performing in the court. It's truly, when I was thinking of it, I was trying to think, like, is there a more ridiculous scene to ever happen in movie history? Because, again, I hadn't forgotten about that scene until some lady tweeted it at me, just the screenshot. Like, is there something that comes more out of the blue in any movie than Digital Underground showing up in Dan Aykroyd's courtroom in some little small weird town?
Ooh, that's tough.
I gotta think about it.
The funny thing is that I love Nothing But Trouble. I've watched it 100 times. I think it's a great movie. But the scene in Z's basement of the pawn shop in Pulp Fiction really caught me off guard.
That's right. Okay.
I didn't know. I never expected that to happen.
Right.
With the situation that was going on.
So that's a real left turn.
I was like, what are they planning on doing?
But it involves people who were in the movie. You know what I mean? Other than the Gimp. But like, well, I guess none of the.
He was in the box the whole movie.
Right. I see what you're saying. But like Digital Underground playing themselves and just rapping in the courtroom.
Yeah.
It's odd.
It was a weird cameo. It was.
Very weird cameo. Yeah. Solana texts, he's in the Philly airport, Crowder. what's the cheesesteak place you like to eat at in the Philly airport? He says he has a 1-hour layover.
Go to, I wish I knew the name. Joe's is in there, but there's another place. And Jim's, it's a bunch of Jim's, but it's a bunch of black dudes with bad teeth. And they cook a hell of a cheesesteak.
Sounds nice.
Is that the actual name of the place? Bunch black of black dudes with bad teeth. Because I would eat there.
Bad teeth.
It's the age old Philly cheesesteak debate. Jim's, Geno's, or the black dudes with bad teeth.
All of them are good. Huck, I've argued with you about Philly cheesesteaks.
Can't
before.
Go wrong just, with a Philly cheesesteak. Philly cheesesteak.
Man, they warm that bread up, and they got to get jalapenos, onions, mushrooms. You got the meat, and then you got to get like cheddar cheese or provolone. You can't get that whiz.
You got to do the cheese whiz. Man, you're not doing a real Philly cheesesteak if you're not doing the whiz.
Cheese whiz is terrible.
Cheddar ruins it. All right, we're going to take a break here because we'll try to track down Will Manso if we can. But we'll take a quick break and we will forge ahead on what has been a questionable first 40 minutes of the program.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm thinking about downloading this TikTok.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, Will Manso is many things. Late is a rarity. But he's here.
Yes.
Will Manso is here. He's in Jupiter. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas in one of America's largest indoor showrooms. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. You watch Will Manso on Local 10. You see him studio host, sideline reporter for the Heat on Bally Sports Sun. And I'm guessing there's activity in Jupiter, Will. That's why you're running late.
Yeah, first of all, it's perfect timing that I'm late because I'm in Jupiter covering the Marlins, and I was actually doing something with Victor Mesa Jr., one of their young players who was Cuban. I'm Cuban, and two Cubans together doing a story. You're going to be late. So that's just the way it worked. That's just the way it turned out.
Understandable.
But it's a beautiful day for baseball. Beautiful day for baseball, Jupiter.
It's fun, right? When baseball, I really want to talk Heat with you, but it's fun.
Yeah.
I don't know how good the Marlins are going to be, and they've lost Jorge Soler. But I there's something, I say it every year. If you've never been to a Miami Hurricanes baseball game in Coral Gables, you have to go. And if you've never been to a spring training game, you have to go. There's something fun about it, Will.
This is my favorite day of the year because it's the coolest as far as access. And you guys know, first day of training camp at football, there's limited access. You get a little window. You watch the practice. It's fun. You get the players for a bit. But this is just you. You walk around the backfield. You catch up. And as a fan, you come. You watch the spring games. It's just eat a hot dog. It's the best time for me because it's the closest you can get to players as a fan. So it's a lot of fun. I enjoy this time.
And Will Hawk just talked about it. So Lair's gone. We found that out, this week. And then just, you're talking about these young players. But the management made changes. Kim Ng is gone. Like the direction of the organization, what should we expect?
I mean, I'll tell you what, the one thing today, usually you're learning new players. Here you're learning new front office people. I mean, it's like you turn around and there's Peter Bendix, the new baseball operations guy, and there's Gabe Kapler, who's now assistant general manager for a manager of the big leagues and player. I mean, they've changed. The turnover in the front office is wild. So they're trying to restructure things with the way they do in the minor league system. There's a lot of young talent. The pitching is good. Today it's pitchers and catchers. But what to expect, who knows? They shocked everyone last year. They didn't make any significant moves this offseason as far as personnel. So they've got an uphill climb, but they like the young guys they have, and obviously they have pitching. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do. But, yeah, they're missing some bats. There's no doubt they're going to need somebody to come through.
Let me segue to the Miami Heat. Who was your real Valentine last night, Will? Was it Giselle or was it Duncan Robinson?
It's tough. Going into the day, it was definitely Giselle. By the end of the night, it was Duncan. He was he was delivered.
I'm the same way. I got as much fun as I had with Lori last night. I think Duncan Robinson provided me more pleasure. No, I'm just joking.
I thought, going into the night, once they won in Milwaukee, right, the night before, Amy and I were getting ready for the pregame show, and we said, the theme is you get greedy, you want another. But honestly, let's be honest. They got one in Milwaukee. They go to the break. If they lose a tough one here, it's not the end of the world. But the way that they played and they hung around in that fourth quarter, and Duncan and Tyler and the big plays and Jaime with the putback and Bam with the rebound, I mean, that was fun Heat basketball. That was like – You know what I mean? Like that sent you to the break for a 9-day rest now where you're like, you know what? 2 days ago I was down on this team, guys were injured, and maybe they're not even making the playoffs, and now we're talking finals again. Like that's just the way this team has been, the emotions, the way they pull us game in to game out.
And Will, I will get back to basketball, but I need your help to explain the Hawk. I understand birthdays, I understand New Year's, but don't you got to show out for your lady in the late night hours of Valentine's Day?
Well, I don't know about the late night hours. My late night, when I got home last night, it was early morning hours for me. I took Giselle to we went to a Cuban restaurant. She likes like the old Cuban food. So I said, let's just go to a Cuban restaurant and eat. That's as high end as I got. So, you know, I don't know how much I showed out last night. I got home from the heat game. I was like so wound up from the wind. So we sat there and had a glass of wine and talked about the victory. Now that's romantic.
What?
Basketball and wine?
That is a man after my own heart right there. That is
we both
great.
Had an early morning. We both, she came and we're here in Jupiter. She had to cover the Marlins too. So we just, you know, it was wine, relax. We're going to New York on Monday for my birthday week. So I figured, let's just go. You know, Monday we'll have some fun. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
I'm leaving tomorrow with my wife for New York. We're gonna
y'all,
go there.
Both of y'all are doing this wrong.
Yeah, we're just. I love the visual of Will and Giselle.
I don't know
Giselle.
If we're old school or if it's just old. I'm not sure which holding, one it is. It's one of the two.
Holding glasses of wine and discussing the nuances of Duncan Robinson's game.
Yeah, the zone defense is what she wants to talk about on Valentine's.
No, I was just saying, you know what? There's nothing Valentine's Day, but I want to sip this wine thinking about that offensive rebound Bam got. The way he got between four players and just grabbed it and sealed the game. I'll toast to that.
You know I love Duncan Robinson. So this is kind of staring Spoelstra in the face now, right? It's staring everyone in the face. Duncan Robinson, I don't know, like, what happens here moving forward? Well, you can't ignore the fact that he is right now the engine. Like, does he I mean, what do you do now with Duncan Robinson minutes and maybe even after the All-Star break, putting him into the starting rotation?
Well, now with the injuries, right, you're kind of set up where you could just roll with this lineup where you got Duncan and Tyler in there until Terry gets back, and then you got Nico playing the four, and I think you're going to stay there with that for now, again, because of the injuries. But I thought Spo answered the question himself. He kind of set himself up for it. I don't know if you guys heard the postgame. Spo said, we are a better offense with Duncan Robinson is on the court. We're just different. So if your coach is saying, hey, we are better offensively when that guy is on the court, how do you keep him off the court? You know what I mean? I mean, and I know Spo's never been into like starters and all that stuff. He doesn't care. He cares about who finishes and plays impactful minutes, which obviously Duncan can, even if he comes off the bench. But at some point, I think even Spo and everybody kind of they're looking, and Spo said it. I mean, he just does things that makes us better. The spacing, the shots, the way he now attacks, the attitude he brings. I mean, Duncan's got that toughness in him that we're starting to see. It is hard to keep him off the court, and how you're going to do that when everyone's healthy is going to be a challenge. Again, it's why Spo gets the big bucks. But I think he knows in the biggest moments, Duncan has to be on the court. I mean, I think that's evident.
Is it completely out of the question that Duncan starts and Tyler is the starter of the second unit? Or is that just off the table nowadays?
I mean, I guess I can't say 100% it's off the table because you never know behind the scenes. Look, suppose the coach, he can make the change if he wanted to, but it's about as close as off the table as they can get. Like, people tell me all the time, like, why don't they bring Tyler off the bench at work? Guys, that's not what they want Tyler to be. That's just not what he is. They didn't sign him long-term and brought, you know, gave him the money and allowed him to become kind of a face of the franchise and work as hard as he does to be the sixth man again. That was the role from a couple of years ago. Now, could for the best of the team? Sure, in a situation, but I find that very unlikely. I think they're going to roll with this the way it is. And again, Spo's never been too caught up in starter. It's, you know, it's minutes and finishing, and I think that's going to be the focus.
And Will, you said roll with it like it is. This lineup, like, say healthy. Just Terry comes back, you know, Jimmy's healthy and all, Bam. Are we expecting to see what we've seen for the last couple of years, last year in the play-in series? Like, is that – I don't want to say our ceiling, but should we anticipate, like, yeah, we're going to be 7 or 8, 9, and we'll figure it out?
No, I don't think so, Channing. I think that it's the last thing they want. I know that they could do it, and they proved it last year, but I think in the building they know that that's just not the formula. Like, sure, you'll go with whatever you get as long as you have a chance, right, in the postseason. But I think that target for them is 5 or 6, you know, even 4, the way the Knicks have struggled a bit, but I think the Knicks will be fine once they get players back. But when you look at the way things are set up right now, they're tied with Orlando, but they've got the tiebreaker. They're a half a game behind Indy. They're a half a game out of the six. They're 2.5 out of the five. Philly's struggling without Embiid. Their focus is to avoid the play-in game. Once you get a 5 or a 6, whatever it is, they don't care. They know they got to get through Milwaukee, Boston, the Knicks, those teams at some point in some order. So I don't think they care how the order comes, but I do know they do not want to be in the play-in. No, the focus is get at least the 6 and go from there.
You give Jaime Jaquez Jr. any chance of winning the dunk contest Saturday night?
Listen, I have been told Jaime is an incredible dunker at practice in times we don't see, and he is a former high school dunk champion. So do I give him a chance? Yeah, hell yeah, I give him a chance. I think Jaime, he can throw it down, and I know he's got some creative stuff on his mind that he's come up with that he's going to showcase. So, you know, those things are always tricky because, you know, it's the nerves, and if you miss the first one and then you get nervous and you can't hit the second one, it all goes downhill. But I think if he nails an early dunk and he really hits what he wants to do, then, yeah, I give him a legit chance. Jaime's got some hops and some moves.
Actually, now when you say that, that is part of the dunk contest, the nerves. And Jaime Jaquez Jr. does not strike me as a guy who ever feels like the situation is too big for him. That's not bad California handicapping chill. There, is to take like a yes. flyer on him because he's the biggest long shot out of the four. That's not a bad that's not bad handicapping, Will.
He is California cool. I do not think Jaime will – I mean, he's played in major college basketball. He's transitioned to the NBA to be a key part of the Heat. I don't think being in the slam dunk contest is going to freak him out. Again, though, you got to hit the first one. Once you – if you can just nail that first one and do the one you want and feel good, that's out of the way, and I think he's got a shot. Absolutely.
I don't know. My cousin McClung got it. What's his name?
He can
McClung.
Dunk.
Yeah, Mac McClung.
He can dunk. There's no doubt about it. You can dunk Jaylen Brown. I mean, we'll see.
We said this, I think it was last week we were talking about it. I think the novelty of Mac McClung is lost on the second contest. The novelty of him just being a white guy that you haven't heard of that all of a sudden wows you.
He's white?
I feel like McClung is a professional dunker. It's almost like the N1 tour. Like if you go and they do all that cool stuff they used to do, like that's what you go to see, right? Like, he's kind of a professional dunker. That's what you go to see. That's what you know he can do because he hasn't really become an established NBA player. So you're right. The novelty probably wears off. I think Jaime's going to have the wow factor. I think people are going to see this rookie with the long hair, California cool kid from UCLA who plays for the Heat, Mexican kid who's just chilling, and they're going to say, holy crap, this guy can dunk. And I think that novelty is going to be huge off the top, and then he's just got to follow up with some good dunks.
I think he's right. I think Will is handicapping this very well. I think this might be worth putting in on a flyer.
Don't run to the app. Don't run to the app. Don't
Moriana.
You want the app Will. Now.
Too late, Will. the moment something strikes me as pretty good handicapping,
I'm all the way
in.
Happened to me. That app is the worst thing that happens to me because now every friend I have, when they talk sports, I never know if they want to talk sports or if they're trying to handicap me to find out what to do on the app for them. Like what they want
to
do.
Every time I talk to Doug Plagans, I say, hey, you think Sam Reinhart's going to have more than 2.5 shots on goal tonight? And he's like, stop it.
Does the half give it away? Maybe that's where he doesn't be at.
I go, what's so odd about asking 2.5 shots on goal? Somebody texts in, Will, you and I are coming up to New York. Bring your long johns. Yeah, it's going to be cold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very cold. We just missed a snowstorm, so that's good. But we got some cool. All I do in New York when I go, I go and I sit and we just drink and eat. That's it. I go visit a friend and then eat and drink. Do very little other than that and enjoy.
We're going to see
and then
four
come back
shows.
Right into the second half.
We're going to see four shows, Lori and I. We're doing like a marathon.
We were there last month. We went to see Gutenberg last month.
I wanted to see it, but it closed already.
It did. It was phenomenal. Josh was great. Josh Gad, big Heat fan, big Dolphin fan. Josh was great. And it's Andrew Rammels. They were great. It was a great show.
Yeah, because I had texted Dookie Lang. I'm like, should I see this show? And he's like, yeah. And he said, when are you going? I said, middle of February. And he's like, nah, close at the end of January.
It's too late. Yeah, it was a great show. You missed out, but you'll get some good ones, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, excited about it. Crowder's in Jersey right now. He's already experiencing the
cold.
Yeah,
he texted this morning. I was texting Crowder about something, and he said, I'm in Jersey. I said, Jersey? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's not my home state, but even then, I'm sorry.
Will, you got to go an hour and a half to get a good meal. I don't know what these people eat in Jersey.
I don't know how I made it till 10 years old there.
Isn't that where the World Cup final is going to be or something like that? Isn't it going to be at the
lovely MetLife Stadium, that air conditioner of a stadium? It looks like a vent. That thing is terrible.
Looks like a vent.
I'm a Giants fan. I can't stand going there. I've been a few times. It's terrible.
Every time I look up restaurants, I got to go on a tunnel or a bridge. And I'm like, "Why y'all don't have anything here I can eat? Like on this side? I can't eat on this side."
A tunnel or a bridge. All right. Safe travels up to New York, Will. And appreciate you taking some time for us. Yeah,
of
thank you, buddy.
Guys. We'll talk soon.
There you go. Will Manso from Local 10. We went very long here. We screwed up the clock. So we got to take a break. And we'll, 5 minutes. Give us 5 minutes. We'll come right back.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.